Now we're continuing our series this morning, Stories Worth Telling, where we're looking at different parables that Jesus told, parables in the Gospels, where we're, from Matthew's Gospel, looking at different stories that Jesus told. We had, Glenn read for us earlier, the story of the parable of the 10 virgins. So let's take a moment to pray, and then we'll look at this passage again. So if you have it in front of you, you can keep it open, and we'll look at this passage in just a moment. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the privilege it is to have your word available to us, that we have it in our language, that we can read it and understand it. And we pray now for your help, that you would teach us, that you would work by your Spirit as we look at your words, as we think about these truths, that, Lord, you'd be working in us and helping us. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, let me tell you a story. In the middle of all the lockdowns, there were two husbands. One husband was wise, and the other husband was foolish. Both of these husbands had wives who were in hospital about to give birth. But because of COVID, they couldn't go in until just the last moment. They didn't know how long it would take for labor to start, so they sat at home anxiously waiting for their phone call. The hours went by, it got later and later, and they both got drowsy and fell asleep. In the middle of the night, both of their phones rang to say it was time. It's time to come in. They ran out, jumped into their cars to drive to the hospital. Now the wise husband started his car, looked at his fuel gauge, and remembered that he'd filled up that day. It was full, and he knew he could drive straight to the hospital with no delay. But the foolish husband, he started up his car only to see the orange fuel light come on. The range showed 0 kilometers. He had forgotten to put fuel in the car. He had to stop on his way up. Well, the wise husband, he drove straight up. He parked his car. He ran in and he made it in time for the birth of his new baby. Well, the foolish husband, he drove straight to Kevin O'Leary's to get fuel, only to find it was closed. Well, he drove around the bypass to the Apple Green, and it was closed. Then he remembered the Maxall garage. That's 24 hours. So he drove as quick as he could to Maxall. He filled up, and then he started his journey up. He got to the hospital. He parked the car. He ran inside, but it was too late. He had missed it. His new baby had arrived, and now he couldn't even go in. His wife had already gone back to the ward. He had not been ready. And what's the moral of the story? Be ready. Because we don't know when we will meet Jesus. Well, this is similar to the parable that we're thinking about today. About the need to be ready. Not knowing the timing and the foolishness of not being prepared, the parable that Glenn read for us earlier warns us about the need to be ready for Jesus' coming. We need to be prepared spiritually. We need to be right with God. And being ready spiritually will flow into very practical changes in our lives, in how we make things right with other people, how we make life decisions that reflect our preparedness. There are many things in life that are uncertain. You may have heard of the name, or even heard it this week, a man called Donald Rumsfeld passed away this week. He was former US Secretary of Defense. He passed away. And something he said has become quite famous in a press briefing that he once gave. He said, "Reports that say that something hasn't happened are always interesting to me Because as we know, there are known knowns. There are things we know. We also know there are known unknowns. That is to say, we know there are some things we do not know. But there are also unknown unknowns. The ones we don't know that we don't know. Well, there are things that we know that we know, things that we know that we don't know, and things that we don't know that we don't know. But there is one truth that is absolutely certain. It doesn't fall into the known unknowns or the unknown unknowns. This is a known known. If you're listening now, this is something we can be sure of and know for certain. Jesus is coming. One day we will meet Jesus. Whether he comes back tomorrow, or in 10 years, or at the end of our lives, we will meet Jesus. He's coming. We read in Acts, for example, in chapter 1, it says, after Jesus said this, he was taken up before their eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. They were looking intently up into the sky as he was going, when suddenly two men dressed in white stood beside them. Men of Galilee, they said, why do you stand here looking into the sky? This same Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven will come back in the same way you've seen him go into heaven. We see at the end of the Bible in Revelation, it gives us a picture of the end of time when we'll all stand before Jesus as the King and the Judge. We read in Philippians 2 earlier that God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth. You will one day meet Jesus, whether at the end of your life or when he returns. He first came to earth to save and redeem people through his death and resurrection. But we will one day meet him as judge and king over the whole universe. This is a known known. It's absolutely certain. But we don't know when. That's the known unknown. We know it's going to happen, but we don't know the timing. As it says in this passage, we don't know the day or the hour. That's the picture here, that the 10 virgins who were waiting for the bridegroom to come, they knew he was coming. They knew they needed lamps, but they didn't know when he was going to arrive. And this appears to have been a Jewish wedding custom, that the virgins would accompany the bridegroom in procession, in a parade through the town to the wedding banquet. But there was no timetable handed out. There was no phones to text them, time to go. They had to be ready. And this is how they were divided into the wise and the foolish. 5 of them were wise and 5 of them were foolish. Because the wise virgins were ready and the foolish virgins were not. The wise virgins had brought extra oil, knowing that it might take ages and that they may need to replenish their lamps. They were prepared for whenever the bridegroom would show up. But the foolish virgins, they didn't bring anything extra. Well, the bridegroom takes so long in coming that they all doze off. Now, it seems as if this isn't a foolish thing. This isn't a bad thing, because the wise ones doze off as well. That's not the problem. The problem is what happens when they wake up. The shout goes out, he's coming. It's go time. It's action stations. Well, the wise women, they started topping up their lamps, getting them ready, adding the extra oil, and they were sorted. But the foolish women, they saw their lamps getting lower and lower and had nothing to add. Well, they asked, could you help us? Could you please share? But there wasn't enough. So they had to go searching for their own oil, because they were not ready for the bridegroom. In this parable, we can clearly see Jesus as the bridegroom who will one day return. He is coming. So be ready. Well, we saw that the bridegroom did arrive. He arrived while the foolish women were away searching for oil. The wise virgins were ready, and they were able to accompany the bridegroom in this beautiful procession, in this parade of joy and happiness through the town, all the way to the wedding banquet. And they were all welcomed in. They were ready for his coming. They had thought ahead and they were prepared. Are you good at being ready? Are you someone who's good at planning ahead? Maybe it's savings for retirement, or saving for college fund, or getting assignments done in time, or planning and packing for when you head away on holidays. Are you good at being ready? It's usually our worst nightmare, isn't it, to not be ready. I know I've had nightmares that it was my turn to be preaching, and I slept in and woke up and looked at my watch, and it was already after, I think it was 11, so back in those days when it was 11, it's our worst nightmare to not be ready and for it to be too late. Well, there was a lot to get ready for our wedding day. Nearly 10 years ago, when we got married, there was suits, there was dresses, there were flowers and music and cars and cameras, all the rest of it for the wedding. Because the room where we had our service wasn't big enough to fit the guests, what we decided to do was have a camera which would show the service in a room downstairs. And we also had a camera for family who couldn't make it, family in Africa and other places, so they could see it online. It's quite unusual then. Imagine watching a wedding online. It's not so strange now. Well, anyway, it was my job to set up the camera stuff. Now, Grace, when I reminded her of this story, she said, well, it shouldn't have been your job. I said, well, I probably should have delegated the job. But it was my job to set up the cameras and to have them ready. But did I have it all ready? No, I didn't have it ready. Unfortunately not. The service was scheduled for 2:30. And right up to the deadline, 2:29, I was getting everything sorted. I was still running around trying to get everything ready before Grace arrived. I just wasn't ready. It would have been very embarrassing if Grace had arrived at 2:30 on the dot. Well, thankfully, like is quite common, Grace was late to the service. So I had a little bit of time to breathe after finally getting my job done. But I had not been ready. If Grace had arrived even 2 minutes early, I would have been caught. Well, this parable reminds us that Jesus is coming, and it warns us to be ready. Are you ready to meet Jesus? Are you ready right now that if Jesus returns, or if your life comes to an end, are you ready to meet him? And being ready for us means making sure that we're right with God. It means trusting in Jesus as our Savior, that he lived and that he died and that he rose again to rescue me. We don't know when we'll meet him, but we can look forward to his coming when we come to him in faith, and look forward to that great joy and celebration that there will be when we do finally meet him. And being ready to meet Jesus will flow into every part of our lives. If we're spiritually prepared to meet him, it will have real practical implications. Being ready to meet Jesus means that we're okay that at any point in our day, or in our week, or in our month, we're okay for Jesus to arrive. That we're ready when we're finally catching up with friends, that we wouldn't be embarrassed with the way that we're talking to each other. That we're ready, that when we're on our own at night watching TV, we wouldn't be embarrassed or ashamed if Jesus arrived into the room. Ready when we're frustrated with our husband or wife that how we conduct ourselves is in line with how Jesus would want us to be when he arrives. The way we use our money, the way we spend our time, the things that we prioritize will be shaped by our readiness. If we're spiritually prepared to meet Jesus, it will have very practical implications. You should try it out yourself. Ask yourself every now and then, am I okay with Jesus coming back right now as I do this? And if the answer is, or probably not, then it's time to change tack. It's time to change back and turn towards Jesus and how he wants us to live for him. This dynamic of the known knowns and the known unknowns is that we know Jesus is coming, but we don't know when. It could be tomorrow, or it could be 1,000 years. We probably won't live that long. So for us, at least, it'll be the end of our lives. So we need to live accordingly. And there's this dynamic here that we don't want to be people who are so expectant that Jesus is coming that, well, we might as well not do anything else. That we're just sitting waiting that Jesus is coming now. But likewise, we don't want to have such a long-term view that, well, there's no urgency to be ready. Jesus isn't coming back for ages. One useful phrase that I came across was from a man called Michael Wilkins. And he said this, he said, live as though Jesus is coming back today. Plan as though he's not coming back for 100 years. He said, live as though Jesus is coming back today and plan as though he's not coming back for 100 years. Because we need to live with that urgency that Jesus can return at any time. But we also need that wisdom to plan on how we can serve and live for him in a fruitful, productive way. So don't put off getting ready. Don't leave things to the last minute. Ask yourself that question. Am I ready? As you go about your day, as you do your activities, as you're thinking in your own head, am I ready to meet Jesus? If you're young, or if you're young-ish, or if you don't think you're too old, don't think that you've plenty of time. Because we need to be ready to meet Jesus. Or it may be too late. It may be too late. There's a frightening conclusion to this story. It's a terribly sad conclusion. The wise virgins had their lamps. They had the extra oil. They met the groom. They celebrated. They accompanied him to the banquet. And they all went in together. And verse 10, the door was shut. It's very final. The foolish virgins, they arrived a bit later and they pleaded from the outside, Lord, Lord, open the door for us. But the bridegroom replied in a frightening and very final way, truly, I tell you, I don't know you. They were not allowed in. Now, this is something that doesn't sound like a normal practice at a wedding. Certainly not in Ireland. If you're late for the wedding, you'll still be allowed in. You always see those people sneaking to the seats, even after the bride's arrived, don't you? If you're late for the meal, the hotel might even keep your food hot. But the point that Jesus is making is that if you're not ready, it may be too late. In the modern day parable earlier, the husband who was not ready missed the birth of his baby and then wasn't even allowed to go in. It had been too late. There was only one time ever that his new child would be born, and he missed it. And he was shut out from the joy of this new life. There comes a time when it's too late. If you're not ready, when the time comes, there's no time left. It's too late. And that's the reality with Jesus. We know he's coming, but we don't know when. So we need to be ready, or it may be too late. If we don't prepare to meet him, if we don't come to him in faith, we may hear those words ourselves. Truly I tell you, I don't know you. It's a real warning to us, for those who profess faith in Jesus, that we don't leave getting ready too late. The reality is that when the door is shut on us, we'll be left outside God's presence forever. That's what we talk about as hell. Being outside of God's good and loving and protecting presence for all eternity. But there can be real devastation over little things when we're late, can't there? Too late to get a deal online. You saw it was such a good deal, it was half price, but I've missed it. It's too late. Or when you miss a deadline in college, you didn't get your essay submitted in time, you didn't click submit when you should have done, and now the maximum you can get is 40%. Just a pass. Too late on a payment, and now we incur a penalty. I was thinking about the TV license. Do we sit around and, well, we got the post today that the TV license renewal is due, but it's not really convenient now. And the TV license inspector is probably not going to call right now. But then he comes, and then instead of 160 euro, it's 1,000 euro. It was too late. You should have paid it. There can be upsets and even devastation at times when we're too late for things here. But the devastation for not being ready for Jesus will be ultimate and eternal. If we're too late for Jesus, and if we're not ready, that devastation will be ultimate and eternal. There are known knowns, there are known unknowns, and there are unknown unknowns. Let's be ready about what we know, that Jesus is coming. Let's not put it off since the hour and day is unknown. And then what about all those unknown unknowns? Well, we can leave those to God. We can trust him for everything else, walking in his ways, that he's protecting us and helping us and watching over us as we live for him and serve him. Jesus is coming. So be ready, or it may be too late. Let's pray together. Father, thank you so much for your word and how you use written words, stories to teach us. Thank you, Lord, for this parable, something that may be unfamiliar to us, practices or culture that's a little bit different. But Lord, the truth of the story is something that we resonate with so much, that we as people are constantly and desperately trying to be ready. And Father, I pray that you'd help us to not forget about being ready for that which is most important, being ready to meet the Lord Jesus. Thank you, the Lord, that we've been warned. Thank you that we know that he's coming. Thank you that we can be certain of his coming. Help us not to procrastinate, not to put it off, not to delay making things right with you and letting that change how we live. Lord, oh, please let us not be too late. Lord, for any here among us, within our church family, within our own families, Lord, let them come. Let them not delay, so that they too could have that great joy of going to be in your presence for all eternity. And Lord, we thank you for your help and for your grace. In Jesus' name, amen.